the entire property, which included property from Ohlone College all the way up the face of the hills until you get to where Mill Creek Road makes a hairpin turn on the backside of the hills. Then the property goes in and follows Mill Creek Road all the way up to the end of Mill Creek Road. And both sides belong to my great-grandfather. And he owned the property from Ohlone College all the way up Mill Creek Road to the old end of Mill Creek Road, which is about a mile and a half farther than where it currently ends. And he had about 1,400 acres there. In 1898, he sold an original 1,000 acres, which began at the end of Mill Creek Road and went all the way down to the other side of the Alameda Creek before they put the dam in, and he used to fish for salmon. So he ran cattle from late 1870s until 1928. Then his son-in-law, Walter A. Starr, ran cattle on the property on the peak, and then Walter's son, Alan Starr, ran cattle until he sold it to the East Bay Regional Park District. He sold his portion of the land that he had inherited.
When your family was living at the Peak Meadow Ranch, most of the people around you then were actually your family members, most of your near neighbors, even though they weren't that near, I guess.
Well, nearest neighbor was 2 miles down the road. That's Ed Chadburn. Well, mile and a half on the dirt road going over to the lower gate on Mill Creek Road. Then you go another mile and a half up Mill Creek Road. There is a road that goes down behind Mission Peak, right by the park residence over on Mill Creek Road. And that went over to the Moore property where our cousins were there. And then we just cross Mill Creek Road and go over to the Stars. So it was all family because the 12 to 1,400 acres right there all belonged to my great-grandfather, and just different family members inherited portions. My great-grandfather had a tremendous feeling for the place. My great-great-grandfather was a pioneer here in California. He then went back to Illinois, brought his family across the plains, got here in 1853 that time. I have another great-great-grandfather, Richard A. McClure, for whom my son is named, who was in the mercantile business, had a store down in Mission San Jose, and he ran sheep. And my other great-grandfather, A.A. Moore, who owned Mission Peak, who ended up owning Mission Peak, was a sheep herder as a teenager up in the hills all over Mission Peak. Chased up the tree by grizzly bears and chased by mountain lions, and, you know, people don't think about that now. He loved the open space. He rode with the vaqueros on the Spanish ranches in the area in the 1860s and early 1870s. He wanted to maintain some kind of open space. That's the reason, the main reason, that so much of the property up on both sides of Mill Creek Road has been so sparsely settled up until May 20 years ago, simply because he felt it should be kept open. And one of my cousins, two of my cousins live up at the Rancho main house. There are three homes up there.
Even now your cousins live at the Peak Meadow Ranch, you mean?
Not at Peak Meadow. This is at the end of Mill Creek Road.
Okay.
Yeah, Peak Meadow is now all owned by the East Bay Park District.
The first member of your family to live on the Mission Peak area then was A.A. Moore.
Right.
And he lived in what's now the park residence that's on the Sunol side.
He lived...
And he was your great-grandfather, right?
That's right. My great-grandfather, he lived in the residence that is still owned by family members.
Okay.
It's to the, as you drive up Mill Creek Road, it's to the left of the road. Everything to the right is East Bay Park.
Okay.
To the left is family property.